Refresh.
Father God, I just thank you so much for giving us this treasure and this gem that is found in Psalms 139. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. God, I thank you so much that you've searched me. God, that you know me. Father, I love that your word says in the book of Nahum, Father, that whenever we dwell in you, God, whenever we are abiding in you, God, whenever we are there, God, that you know us, God, that you're searching us, God, that you're looking for us. And God, you are so great. God, there is truly no one like you. Father, your word says in Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a strength and a stronghold in the day of trouble. That he knows, he recognizes, he cares for, and he understands fully those who take refuge and trust in him. God, I thank you that whenever we trust you, God, that when we take refuge in you, God, that you recognize us, God, that you care for us, God, that you understand us fully. God, I thank you that you have searched me, O Lord, and that you have known me. God, I thank you that you know when I sit down and when I rise up. God, I thank you that you understand my thoughts from afar. God, that you scrutinize my path and my lying down, and you are intimately acquainted with all of my ways. God, I thank you so much that you are intimately acquainted with all of my ways. God, that on the days that I am thriving and on the days that I am at my absolute best because I am abiding in you, God, I'm being obedient. God, I'm taking time to talk with you, to visit with you, to be where you are. God, that you are there, and God, that you're intimately acquainted with that. But God, I also thank you that on the days where I am feeling defeated, on the days where I feel like I'm not good enough, on the days where I feel like you've called the wrong person to this journey and to this mission that you have for me, God, that you are intimately acquainted with all of my ways, God, that you are the lifter of my head, God, that when I'm feeling defeated, when I'm feeling down and out, God, that I can come to where you are, and God, that I can know that you are intimately acquainted with all of my ways, God, that there is never a place that I can go that you're not with me. God, I thank you that you are intimately acquainted, Lord, with whenever I'm sitting down and whenever I'm rising up. God, that whenever I'm going to bed, God, that whenever I'm waking up, God, whenever I'm getting ready for work, God, whenever I'm driving to work, whenever I'm at work, God, whenever I'm talking to people at work, whenever I'm working at work, God, whenever I'm leaving work, God, whenever I'm grocery shopping, God, whenever I'm getting food, God, whatever and whenever, God, whenever I'm watching TV, whenever I'm spending time with you, there you are, and you know each and every moment of that day. God, I thank you that you know every thought that I've had from afar. God, that you understand every thought. God, those moments whenever I'm having a hard time explaining what it is that I mean to somebody. God, I never have to have that problem of explaining what I'm thinking to you because you are acquainted with all of my thoughts. God, you understand my thoughts. God, that even before there was a word on my tongue, God, behold, you know it all. God, I pray that you would write a new song upon my heart. God, I pray that this song would be engraved in my heart. God, it would be something that I would be grateful for. God, a song of humility. God, a song of integrity. God, a song of admiration, Lord. Father, I will not let the rocks cry out in my place. God, I pray that this song will begin to resound inside the entirety of my being. God, I pray that this song will begin to just burst from my mouth. God, that there will be a new song in my mouth. God, that whatever I'm speaking, God, whatever I'm saying, whatever I'm singing, God, that my breath and my lungs, that it is the gift of air that is given from you since the very beginning of time, would be given back to you, God. Father, I thank you that before I can even speak, God, before there are words that are even formulated by my mind, before there are words that are transformed from my mind to my mouth, God, that you know every word that is on my tongue. God, I thank you that you have enclosed me behind and before, and you've laid your hand upon me. God, I thank you that there is your hand that is upon my life. God, I thank you that your hand is there to protect me and to guide me and to show me which way to go and to what word to say and what choice to make. God, I am so grateful that you are there, that you are there guiding, that you are there helping me, Lord, that your hand upholds me, God, that your hand helps support me, God, that whenever I feel like I'm falling back, that your hand is there to uphold me. God, I thank you that there is such knowledge that is too wonderful for me to attain. God, it's too high that I can't even attain it. God, I thank you for your infinite wisdom. God, I thank you for your understanding that exceeds far more than I can ever comprehend, because that means I can never, ever get enough of you. That, God, I pray that there is a hunger and a thirst for you that is not satisfiable. That is something that is a craving that cannot be satisfied. God, that I would want more and more and more and more of you, King Jesus. God, I thank you that where can I go that your spirit is not, God? Where can I flee from your presence? God, that if I ascend to heaven, you are there. And God, if I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. God, I thank you that you are everywhere that I am going. God, I thank you that you are everywhere that I have not yet gone. God, that there is never a moment that my feet are not hitting soil that are already enriched, that are already marinated from your presence. God, I thank you that you go before me. God, that you make the path before me. God, I pray that you would help me to follow after you. Lord, help me to stop making plans. Help me to stop making destinations on my own accord and then having you trying to follow after me. God, I don't want that. God, I want that habit to be broken. God, remind me, Lord, that if I take the wings of the dawn, and if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. God, I thank you that even when I'm in the most farthest place that I can think in the entirety of my mind, God, that there's never a moment that you're overlooking me, or you have misplaced me, or you do not see me, or you do not hear me, because God, you are so worthy of it all. God, that you see everything, every fine detail. God, that there is not an accident, there is nothing that is wasted with you, and God, I am so appreciative of that. God, that even if I say to you that surely the darkness will overwhelm me and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is not as the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. God, that whenever I'm having the absolute worst day ever, God, that whenever I'm facing trials and difficulties that are far greater than anything that in my own power and strength that I can handle, God, that whenever I'm going to you and I'm telling you about them and I'm asking for your help, God, these things will never overcome you. These things will never measure up to the greatness, to your power, because you are greater than those. God, that even my darkest of days is not dark to you. God, that there is nothing that you cannot do, Father, for with me all things are impossible, but with you, God, whatever seems impossible to me, they're possible for you. God, you are not limited by possibility, but God, you hold everything in your hand, and I am so grateful for that, Jesus. Father, I thank you that you have formed my inward parts. God, that you wove me in my mother's womb. And I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. God, I thank you that, Lord, I thank you that my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. God, that your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there were not one of them. God, I thank you that before the genetics of my cells were combined together and knitted together, God, that before my parents knew that they were expecting me, God, before I was named, before the thoughts of what I would achieve in this life were created, before anybody was acquainted with who I was, God, you knew it all. God, you knew what I would look like. God, you knew what I would smell like. God, you knew what I would sound like. God, that you knew the talents and the giftings and the abilities that I would operate operate in. God, that you knew my areas of weakness. God, that you knew the moments that I would be defeated, but God, you knew the moments of recovery. God, you knew every specific fine detail of my life. God, that you know the uprisings. God, you know the blessings. God, you know the moments of obedience and disobedience. God, you know it all. And God, I thank you that before there was even a day that was existing for me, God, that there was a day that you knew all of my days would be this and this and this and this and this. God, that in your book, you written all these days that are ordained for me when I didn't even have a day yet. Oh God, I thank you for the extraordinary thing that is found in the formulation of our bodies. God, I pray that the gift of my life would never be something that is for granted, but God, that I am super reminded every day of the gift of air in my lungs. God, the gift of life that you've given me. God, I thank you for giving me life. God, I thank you for letting me live for 25 years. God, I pray for 25 more and 25 more and 25 more and 25 more. God, that I can see you in all days of my life and be reminded of the value of the years and the life that you've given me. God, help me not to waste a single moment, but God, help me to take advantage of every opportunity that is given to me to do something for you. God, how precious also are your thoughts to me, oh God. How vast is the sum of them. God, if I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. And when I awake, I am still with you, God. God, I thank you that you think about me constantly. God, that if I was to collect every single thought that you have about me, God, that it would outnumber the grains of sand that is out there, God. The grains of sand that are out there, God. How amazing is that? God, that blows my mind. Thank you for loving me, man. Thank you for thinking of me, King Jesus. How vast is the sum of them. God, when I wake, I'm still with you. Thank you for letting me wake up. Thank you for letting me go to sleep. God, I thank you that I don't want to ever find myself in a place where Samson was, that whenever he woke up, he didn't realize that the Spirit of the Lord had left him. Father, do not rip your Spirit away from me, please. God, create a clean heart in me, oh God, and renew my spirit. God, please do not rip away the power of Holy Spirit. God, I need Holy Spirit in my life. Holy Spirit is the comforter and the helper and the counselor and the teacher and the reminder of things that you spoke here in this earth and your life here. God, I thank you that, oh Jesus, I thank you that you would slay the wicked, oh God. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, oh God. Depart from me, therefore, men of bloodshed, for they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies, they take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? God, I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. God, I pray that you would help me to hate what you hate. God, that you would help me to be disgusted what you're disgusted with. God, that from the very beginning that sin has seeked to destroy and to delay and to keep me from the purpose that you have for me. God, I thank you that you created the purpose before you created me. God, that you created me to fulfill my purpose. God, that when you said in the garden that it is very good, when you were creating Adam, you said it was very good, and very good meaning that it is the very absolute best of fulfilling the plan that you had for Adam's life. And God, that is something that is consistent. That is something that is carry on into the life and the now, is that I am the very best Jason at fulfilling the very best purpose that you have, very personalized and specific for my life. God, I pray that I would begin to develop a hatred for what is evil. God, help me not to invite evil things into my life. God, help me not to compromise evil things into my life. God, what brings destruction to my life, God, what destroys my focus from you, God, what separates my heart from you, God, what cut off the anointing and the flow of Holy Spirit in my life, God, I pray that you would help me to cut that off. God, that you would help me to break away from that. God, I pray that, Lord, I would develop a hatred for sin. God, that I every day that I can say no to sin, because God, whenever I'm saying yes to you, I'm saying no to me. And God, when I'm saying no to me, That means I'm saying no to sin because, God, I have a sinful nature. God, I have a heart that craves sin because, you know, I was dead in my sins and trespasses, but God, you came and you brought me life. God, you came and you cleaned me up. God, you came and you set me free. God, that whenever I was baptized in your spirit and baptized in water, God, it granted me an opportunity of salvation and being born again. God, that whenever I confessed with my mouth that you were Lord, God, that whenever I confessed with my heart that I believe that you were resurrected, that brought me to a place of salvation. And God, that salvation ensures an inheritance that never perishes, an inheritance that never dies. God, I pray that I would just push into that. God, I pray that you would remind my heart of that inheritance each and every moment, each and every day. God, on the days that I'm feeling weak, on the days that I'm feeling defeated, God, I pray that you would help me to lift my head. God, help me not to hang my head in defeat. God, I pray that you would search me, oh God, and know my heart. God, help me to look on the inside of myself and to see the things in my heart that are not pleasing to you. God, I pray that you'd help me to move beyond those things. God, I pray that you'd help me to bring those things and surrender them at your feet. God, to strive to be better and better and better every day as I'm working towards the glorious standard that is found in you. God, I pray that you would know my heart. God, that you would be intimately acquainted with my heart. God, that you would know my heart. God, you would know the song of my heart. God, that you would know the exact contents of my heart, God. God, I pray that you would try me and that you would know my anxious thoughts. God, I just surrender my mind to you. God, I surrender every thought that is found in my mind. God, whatever thought in my mind is anxious, God, whatever thought in my mind is running rampant, God, whatever thought in my mind is coming against my walk with you, God, whatever thought in my mind is robbing me from being where you need me to be, where you want me to be, God, I pray those thoughts would be just far from my mind. God, I pray that those thoughts would just begin to leave. God, I pray that you would help me to replace them with strong biblical truth and what you say about me, God. Father, I pray that these ancient thoughts, Lord, would be obedient and submissive to the name of Jesus. God, that I can take every thought captive and make it bow to the feet of Jesus. God, and see if there is any hurtful way in me. And God, lead me into the everlasting way. God, if there's anything in me that is hurtful, if there is anything in me that destroys myself, God, whether it be a negative view or a negative opinion about myself, God, help me to be very careful to guard every word that I speak about myself, whether it's my identity, God, whether it's my physical appearance, whether it's my spiritual appearance, Lord, whether it's my emotional stability, God, whatever it is, if it's my thoughts, God, if it's me trying to do something new, God, I pray that you would help me to speak life, Jesus. God, I pray that you would help me, Lord, to get rid of these hurtful ways in me, God. If it's something that is hurtful towards others, God, if it's anger or something that is hateful or something that is full of spite, Lord, towards anyone else, if it's a family member, God, I pray that you'd forgive me. God, if it's a friend, I pray that you'd help me to forgive myself and them. God, well, whoever's hurt me, whatever I'm holding on that's hurting me, whether it's something somebody did to me in the past or you know, recent, or even if it's God, even if it's something that I'm doing that's hurting others, God, I pray that you'd help me to stop that. Help me to be someone who is possessing the light, someone who is carrying your image, God, beyond anything that is found in me. God, help me to be a mirror that reflects you. God, lead me in the ways of everlasting. God, let everything that I do be kingdom purpose, kingdom minded. God, I pray that you would help me to always have the kingdom in mind. God, that I can do all things with the kingdom in mind. God, that whatever I speak is with the kingdom in mind. God, that whoever I serve is with the kingdom in mind. God, that when I'm at work and I'm doing my absolute best, when I'm working, it's for the kingdom in mind. God, I pray that everything that I do from here on out is kingdom minded. God, that I'm preparing a life for the next. God, I pray that there would be no fear that is found in me that would keep me from getting to where you are and the purpose that you have for my life. God, I pray that there is nothing that stops me, Lord. God, I thank you that this Psalm 139 is something that is so personalized that we can feel the intimacy that you are acquainted with us from the very start to finish of this psalm. God, I pray that this is something that would plant seeds in our hearts and our lives, that we would be reminded, God, that before we were constructed, and that before our cells were come together, God, that before anybody even knew who he was, that before we even had our first day, God, that here you were. And God, you knew every fine detail about us. And God, I am so grateful that you knew me in my mother's womb, that you knew me before my mother's womb. And God, that you continue to know me beyond my mother's womb. God, I thank you that I'm never forsaken. God, I thank you that you're never far from where I am. God, I thank you that you are intimately acquainted with all of my ways. And God, I trust you. God, I surrender my heart to you. God, I surrender my life to you. God, engrave on my heart a new song, Lord. Father, I pray that it would be something that would be pleasing to you, God. Something that would give you praise. God, I thank you that you are the author. God, that you are the finisher, Lord. God, I thank you that you have never given up on me. God, I thank you that, Lord, there is no doubt that was found in the planning process for my life. God, that I have a future that is secure in you. And God, even when I can't see it, God, you are there. And you are the author. You are the finisher. And God, you are never giving up on me. Thank you for never giving up on me. God, your faithfulness is treasured. God, you are working even when I can't see it, and I trust you. God, I surrender to you. God, you are my standard. Put a new song in my mouth, God. Write it on my heart. And never let me forget that you are intimately acquainted with all that I do. I love you, Abba. And Father, I give you the highest praise because you are so good. God, there's truly no one like you in all this earth. Father, I thank you. Father, I love you. Father, and we just thank you. God, I thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, I speak these things to life, God.